Brethren, on June the 5th, 1944, on the eve of the D-Day invasion of Normandy in northwestern France, General Dwight David Eisenhower, the Supreme Commander of the Expeditionary Forces of the Allies, wrote the following letter to those who were about to go into battle to repel the forces of Nazi Germany, which had at that time overrun all of Western Europe. Eisenhower's letter starts as this, and I quote, "Soldiers, sailors, and airmen of the Allied Expeditionary Force, you are about to embark upon the great crusade towards which we have striven these many months. The eyes of the world are upon you. The hopes and prayers of liberty-loving people everywhere march with you, in company with our brave allies and brothers in arms on all fronts. You will bring about the destruction of the German war machine, the elimination of Nazi tyranny over the oppressed peoples of Europe, and security for ourselves in a free world. Your task will not be an easy one. Your enemy is well trained, well equipped, and battle hardened. He will fight savagely. But this is the year 1944. Much has happened since the Nazi triumphs of 1940 and 1941. The Allied forces have inflicted upon the Germans great defeats in open battle and man-to-man. Our air offensive has seriously reduced their strength in the air and their capacity to wage overwhelming superiority in weapons, ammunition of war, and place at our disposal great reserves of trained fighting men. The tide has turned. The free men of the world are marching together to victory. I have full confidence in your courage, devotion to duty and skill in battle. We will accept nothing less than full victory. Good luck, and let us beseech the blessing of Almighty God upon this great and noble undertaking." Signed, General Dwight D. Eisenhower. Brother, many historians have tried to define the term D-Day. There's been various definitions assigned to it. But one of the meanings that has been assigned to it has commonly been accepted as meaning disembarkation day. Not easy to say. It's five syllables. Disembarkation day. It's spelled D-I-S-E-M-B-A-R-K-A-T-I-O-N. D-Day or disembarkation day. What does it mean to disembark something? Merriam-Webster defines the word disembark as the action of getting out or exiting a vehicle or craft. Now, Mr. Igor this morning was talking about flying. He always enjoyed the idea of flying. Now, unless some of you flew here, which I doubt you did, we all drove here in a craft or a vehicle of some sort, an automobile, a car, something with four wheels on it. And when you drove into the parking lot this morning, you turned the car off, you unfastened your seatbelt, you opened the door, and you disembarked that vehicle. And that was a physical disembarkation. Like I said, easy to say. It was a physical disembarkation that we took part in this morning when we left our vehicles and came into the building. Brethren, I would submit to you on this very day, on the Feast of Trumpets, in the not-so-distant future, we are going to experience our spiritual D-Day, or our spiritual disembarkation day. The purpose of the sermon, Ed, is to show what we will disembark from and where we will disembark to when this literal day, the Feast of Trumpets, is fulfilled. What will we disembark from? Our physical bodies are a type of a temporary vehicle, just like that vehicle we drove in, that houses our character and our human spirit, and hopefully godly character that we're in the process of building. So when this day is finally fulfilled, our spirit and our character will disembark from our physical body and go to God. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 52. In a moment, in the blinking of an eye, at the last trumpet, For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised, or they will disembark, imperishable, and we will be changed. Verse 53, for this perishable body must disembark and put on the imperishable. And this mortal body must disembark and put on immortality. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. You'll turn there next. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Again, tells us about what we are going to disembark from. And this scripture was read last Monday at the funeral of Mr. Ed Bach. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse 16. For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a shout of command, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. They will disembark first. Verse 17. Then they who are alive, who are left, will disembark and be suddenly caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will always be with the Lord. So on this day, when this day is finally fulfilled, brethren, we're going to disembark this physical body, and we're going to be turned into a spirit. We recently lost two of our fellow soldiers just a few weeks ago, in the span of a month, who were fighting shoulder to shoulder with us that spiritual battle, that Christian battle that we fight every day, Ms. Ali Vera and Mr. Ed Bach. But they remained faithful to the end, and their human spirits have disembarked their temporary physical bodies and have returned to God and are now awaiting the return of Jesus Christ and the first resurrection and the fulfillment of this Feast of Trumpets. So we looked where we disembarked from, but where are we going to disembark to? If you disembark from, if you take the definition, a vehicle or a craft, you have to embark and go someplace else. You just don't. Well, I guess you stay down in the parking lot if you want, but that's not really what you want to do. So when you disembark something, you're going to someplace else. On D-Day, June the 6th, 1944, thousands of soldiers jumped out of airplanes. They disembarked out of those airplanes and parachutes, while others disembarked out of waterborne landing crafts and other types of vehicles onto the beaches of Normandy. They were disembarking from those crafts and they were going somewhere, or they were falling from the sky, or they were waiting onto the shore. We too, brethren, will be disembarking to somewhere new. Revelation chapter 20 and verse 4, we'll take a look at where we're going to disembark to. Revelation 20 and verse 4. Then I saw thrones, and seated on them were those who had been given authority to judge. I also saw the souls of those who had been beheaded because of the testimony of Jesus and because of the word of God. These had not worshipped the beast nor his image and had refused to receive his mark on their forehead or in their hand. They came to life and reigned with Christ for 1,000 years. And the rest of the dead did not come to life until the 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is he who hath take part in the first resurrection. For the second death has no power over them. But they will be priests of God. And here's where we will disembark to, not only into that spiritual body, but we'll disembark and go into the kingdom of God and reign with Christ for 1,000 years. So once we disembark this temporary physical body, we'll embark into the kingdom of God. For those of us who remain now, Ellie and Ed have both preceded us, but for those of us who remain now here alive or until our physical death, until Jesus Christ returns, I took the liberty of rewriting General Eisenhower's letter. I hope he doesn't mind. I hope I don't infringe upon any copyrights. But I rewrote the letter to apply to us today. Brethren, we have embarked upon this great crusade upon which we have striven these many years since baptism. The eyes of the world are upon us. The hopes and prayers of all those who love God's truth march with us. In company with God the Father and Jesus Christ and our fellow brethren throughout the world, we will help bring about the destruction of Satan's way of life, the elimination of Satan's tyranny over the oppressed peoples of this world, and help bring security for all mankind in a new free world, the kingdom of God. Our task was never promised to be an easy one. Our enemy is well trained, well equipped, and battle hardened. He fights savagely against us every day. But this is the year 2012. Much has happened since Satan's triumph in the Garden of Eden nearly 6,000 years ago. With the death and sacrifice of Jesus Christ, Satan and his demons have been dealt a great defeat. With Jesus Christ fighting our spiritual battles with us, Satan's air offensive will be neutralized, and he and his demons' weapons, munitions, and capacity to wage spiritual war will be stopped. God the Father is calling and training reserves of men and women to join the spiritual fight. The tide is turning. Those who love God's way of life are marching together to victory. We have full confidence that God will give us the courage, devotion to our duty, and skill in our spiritual battles. With obedience and faith in Him, we know we can expect nothing less than full victory. Good luck, and let us beseech the blessing of Almighty God upon our great and noble undertaking. Luke chapter 21. And there will be signs in the sun and moon and stars, and on the earth nations will be in distress, anxious over the roaring of the sea and the surging waves. Verse 26. People will be fainting from fear, and from the expectation of what is coming on the world, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man arriving in a cloud with power and great glory. But when these things begin to happen, stand up, raise your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. Brethren, lift up your heads, because on this very same day, on a feast of trumpets, not too far in the distant future, this will be our D-Day. This will be our disembarkation day. Lift up your heads as it draws near. Happy Feast of Trumpets.